We must understand and end the human rights disaster that is occurring in occupied Palestine, and one way we can do that is by listening to voices that we would never hear otherwise. To hear Palestinian voices that go unheard in the corporate and state media, tune into this radio station every week. This is Kristen S. reporting from occupied Palestine. In the Gaza Strip, the Israeli military continues its campaign of ethnic cleansing as all eyes are on the U.S.'s official declaration of war against the people of Iraq. Right now, I'm in the Gaza Strip, and I'm talking with Amjad, a man who has lived here his entire life. He's going to talk with us about the situation.
These days in Gaza Strip already, we have a lot of firmness, and we are scared that the Israel using the time on the time of the Iraq on war in Iraq, that there will be more escalation of the Israeli aggression towards Palestinian Gaza Strip. So the Palestinian afraid too much from a new Israeli invasion to Gaza Strip. I can mention here what had happened last week when they killed Rachel Khoury. When she tried just to protect a Palestinian home from an Israeli bulldozer, which Caterpillar made in U.S., a lot of Palestinian killed last week, a lot of Palestinian injured, but this is not the issue. We have to think about the Palestinian children who are living in very severe conditions these days because of the Israeli siege and the closure, because of the daily attacks, and what will happen in the next few weeks will be more and more difficult for everybody here. So I hope that the world will not forget that there is a place here called Gaza Strip and West Bank under the Israeli occupation for more than 54 years, and they need an urgent pressure from the international community to help them.
What do you think about the American and Israeli plan for the mini non-independent Palestinian state?
What's happening these days is a real joke. What time the Americans are really interested in the area, or they're interested in Palestinian state? What time the Americans really taking care of the Palestinians' right to have their own state? Every day they are postponing just the joke which called roadmap, and we don't know till what time that this will continue. We are not in need as Palestinians for more transitional agreements or such things. So we are asking for something called justice, not more. Peace is not enough. We are calling for justice. When we as Palestinians accepted 22% of our historical Palestine, we said, okay, this can be for the future for Palestinians and for peace in the area, in the Middle East. But for our soreness, the world can't understand what we meant when we said peace. So now we are asking for justice, for the international legislations, the international resolutions 242 and 338, and protection for Palestinians. And I think, as all over the world people, we need our freedom. That's what we need.
It would probably aid the situation as well if the U.S. stopped giving the Israeli military government $12 million a day in order to destroy the Palestinian people. I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the general situation that's been happening in the last 2 weeks in the Gaza Strip. I remember there was about a week where every day there were about 10 people killed here in the Gaza Strip as the Israeli military incurred into the north of the Gaza Strip and into the middle camps, Khan Yunis, and also Rafah, where they're building their apartheid wall.
The Israeli military attack didn't stop. It's continuing. Yesterday they invaded Al-Maghazi refugee camp and they destroyed one of the Palestinian homes. Also in Rafah, in Khan Yunis, they still they are shooting towards our civilian homes. In the north of Gaza Strip, the Israeli bulldozers still continue demolishing the agricultural and lands and farms and Palestinian greenhouses and the water wells. Still, the conditions continue to be worse than before. Every day there is more escalation. It's not meaning there is no people who are killed, that everything is okay here. No. While the settlement is here, while the Israeli occupation forces are controlling our roads and controlling our borders and controlling everything. Till now, for example, under 35 years old age men can't go out from the Gaza Strip. None of the Palestinian workers can go out of Palestine. Still, more than 70% of the Palestinians are living under poverty line. 65% is the unemployment percentage here. So the condition is getting worse, especially these days when talking about war in Iraq, and everybody is going to store food and medicines and whatever on the time. Most of the people are penniless. They have nothing. So how we can act during the Israeli complete invasion to Gaza Strip, during the long time curfews, that's what we expect from the Israelis.
Thank you, Amjad, for speaking with us from the Gaza Strip. Reporting from Occupied Palestine, I'm Kristen S.